This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Clay Holmes, baby, let's go.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun.
Something at 11:09. 1 hour go. Four down, one to go. As we take you on our ride to midnight, I know you're all impressed. Don't act like you're not. How we doing on this Monday night? Another hour until we get to tomorrow. And then Anthony Gallo will be there to ride you through 5 hours until the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side taking your phone calls. We didn't get a chance to really talk about the Jets just yet. We talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers as the Giants are waiting for their quarterback to make a decision. Hopefully it's Aaron Rodgers. Still don't know what they're going to do in the draft. Was hopeful they would be able to trade up to number one. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. It sounds more and more every day that Tennessee is going to just take that pick and use it on Cam Ward. But a couple things happened throughout the NFL that's caused a little bit of a stir for the New York Jets as some contracts were given out. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins both got four-year deals. Ja'Marr Chase is now the highest-paid non-quarterback in the history of the, or right now in the NFL, as he signed a, I wrote down the wrong number because I know that's not right. I know he got 112 guaranteed. Find out the contract for me. I can tell I wrote that. It's not 116, but I think it's 160 or something. Idiot. Sometimes I'm just dumb. But I know 112 is the guaranteed number, and he is the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Higgins gets 115 over the course of 4 years, the first 2 years guaranteed. 161, that was it. Not 116, 161. 161, 112 guaranteed. Higgins gets 4 years, 115. And that immediately leads to, I know who's happy, Garrett Wilson. His contract's going way up. No, that's what it took. It took these contracts to realize contracts are going up in the NFL. Same thing, obviously, Stingley gets a contract with Houston. 3 years, $90 million. And if I read this right, I'm really not sure why this is the fact, but he got a $90 million deal over 3 years, $89 million guaranteed. That seems a bit odd. I don't know why they can't just give him that one extra million. I probably read that wrong too. 89 guaranteed. That is a weird contract. Why would you give someone $90 million and say, we're only guaranteeing 89 of it? Little incentive. Just make sure, hey, don't mess around. You might lose that million. But obviously when he gets that contract, and you look at Sauce Gardner, and he's a two-time All-Pro and the shutdown corner, it's time for the Jets to pay these guys. Before we even get to whether or not they're worth that, can I just say this is why you sign Aaron Rodgers? Because this isn't a rebuild roster. Oh, we're going to build on our youth. Your youth is going to look at these contracts and want to get paid. This young core isn't going to be a young core for the Jets forever. They're going to want to get paid. You're in a position now. I don't know why I'm doing so much hand movement. You got a position now where you've got this young talent. Go out and try and win one more time. Instead, again, everyone's high on Justin Fields. Good luck. Good luck. Because, again, this team is... there is talent on this team. The roster is good, and you're going to have to pay them. The idea of a rebuild with the Jets sucks right now because, let's be honest, we're talking about, you know, a cornerback signs. It's suddenly, well, how much is Sauce going to get? Wide receiver sign, well, how much is Garrett Wilson going to get? Well, what's the plan? To go back into the draft and hope you draft a wide receiver as good as Garrett Wilson? Hope you draft a cornerback as good as Sauce Gardner? Hope you draft a defensive tackle as good as Quinnen Williams? It's a lot. It's a unique, weird position that the New York Jets are in. Plus, they haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. The thought process, I don't understand. But hey, moving past that, because I've yelled about that enough in the overnights. I don't really know if Ja'Marr Chase impacts Garrett Wilson. I got to be honest with you. Garrett Wilson, who just had his career year that he's complaining about, with 100 receptions, big signature moments, and I think we all understand how talented he can be. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is just on another level. I mean, both him and Higgins have been to Super Bowl. They've, you know, beat Patrick Mahomes. Chase last year won the wide receiver triple crown. Like, I don't know why we have to... I know you want to pay these guys, and listen, Stingley's been good. He was injured a little bit his first year. He's been really good for the Texans, and, you know, Sauce is coming off his worst year as a Jet. But, I mean, does all money rise ships? You know, absolutely. Is this a high tide that'll rise all ships? Absolutely. More money for everybody. But I got to be honest, I look at Sauce Gardner, I think he's got something to prove. Now, he has come out and said he wants to be a Jet. Garrett Wilson has said the same now that Aaron Rodgers is gone. I just, like, I don't know how committed I am to this idea because I don't know where the roster is and who do you choose to pay and who do you not. Where are you with the quarterback position? Where are you with this roster and where you feel it's going? Like, I'm all in for paying great players. Don't get me wrong. Great player. I want to keep him. Is Sauce Gardner a great player? I mean, he's an all-pro. First 2 years. Last year was a down year. Doesn't have really great ball skills, but he's a shutdown corner. Has been for the first 2 years. Defensive rookie of the year. Garrett Wilson, offensive rookie of the year. Immense talent. Was it overall, even though he had career numbers, it was somewhat of a disappointing season. When Devontae Adams came here in the, at the end of the season, I think Aaron Rodgers was just desperate to get anything going, and he went to what he knew, which was Devontae Adams. But, I mean, I don't know if they, I don't know if they've, certainly Wilson, I don't know if you put him at the top upper echelon where you're going to pay this guy Jamar Chase money or what this contract has anything to do with it. And Sauce Gardner, sure, I mean, on the going market, you know, when he hits free agency or whenever he's going to time to get paid, he's going to want this number, and I'm sure he's happy right now at this number, but he's got bigger fish to fry, and he's got to have another good year because off of this year, last year, I don't know, do you want to pay him? Like, do you want to pay a guy who isn't much of a tackler, who doesn't create turnovers, who can shut down guys but got beat a bunch this year? Like, he's got to put together another good season before I worry about how this contract impacts him. But it just, it's more to me about the roster. Like, this, we can have the conversation about how much money Sauce Gardner should get and whether or not he's better than him or how much money you're going to... The point is they're going to get paid. And this young core that's relatively inexpensive while you're dealing with salary caps on quarterbacks who aren't even there, luxury, you know, you're dealing with, you know, cap hits on these guys the next 2 years with Rodgers. Like, who do you pay? And how do you keep this roster together? And how do you build on a young core that's going to hit the time to get paid? Like, that's the main problem I see. Like, where do the Jets go? Because if Justin Fields is not the guy, right, where do they go? And what do they start to think about this roster overall? And are you in break it down and rebuild mode? Or are you pay, you know, these two particular players and let the rest go? Like, it's just a weird place where the New York Jets are. And it made so much more sense for me to chase it one more year with Aaron Rodgers. Because I want to win with this group. I want to win with this group before they all get paid. 888-808-1019. All right, so the calls are open to pretty much anything. You can talk Joey Gallo if you'd like. We got Major League Baseball opening up the season in 6 hours. I heard BT and Sal talking about this. And my only Sal said that he wants it, that he doesn't mind. BT hated that they would do it outside the country, which doesn't really bother me that much either. They're promoting the game. Everyone does it. It's not opening day isn't, you know, it's not like opening the season in the NFL where it's one game. I mean, it's just we all open. I know it's, I don't, do they still do it where the first one's always in Cincinnati? I know that's always kind of been the first start of the season. But I don't mind necessarily doing it elsewhere as long as it's not my team. I don't really care. It's such a regional sport. That's the thing. And Sal was like, oh, why don't they just do it on the same day? It's in Japan. How could they do it on the same day? These players got to fly back and then presumably start another series on Monday. Like, how do they do that? Maybe they could do it on Tuesday. You're going to, you know, play a game on the Thursday and then not have them play a game for 3 days and have them fly back. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But it's stupid because now, you know, fantasy baseball leagues are we haven't even had our draft yet in the Evan Fantasy Baseball League. These games aren't going to count. No one's watching. That's my main problem with it. It's not that it's in Japan. It's not that it's not on the same day as that regular open day. It's not that it happens first. It's not about fantasy baseball. It's about it makes baseball look bad because, honestly, this is what I do for a living, and I had to be reminded today that the game was on. Like, no one cares. I knew they were doing something down there. I knew they were playing games. I saw the highlights. I forgot that they were actually playing a meaningful regular season game between LA and Chicago. No one cares. It's a regional sport. It's just another opportunity to make baseball look bad because no one cares. This game's going to be played in the middle of the morning. I know me and Rami were talking about it. Rami's point is it's L.A. You've taken L.A. It's 3 a.m. in Los Angeles. You've eliminated the market of your number one franchise right now. How many people in L.A. are going to wake up to watch that game at 3 a.m.? I mean, I would because I'm a nut job, but how many? It's just, I don't know. It's just stupid. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls real quick. King George in the Bronx. What's up, King George?
Live long and prosper. And I'm glad St. John's learned their lesson because it never works to have an all-time great player coach your team. Look at Drexler. Look at Eddie Jordan and Juwan Howard at Michigan. It don't work. And a lot of this cachet came from playing in the NBA. It never works. So I'm glad they stopped. Because in college basketball, yeah, it is the coach. And there's always that one coach everywhere he goes. He brings wins with
sure.
him.
No, absolutely. And Patino, and you're 100% right, didn't work with Mullen. And yeah, it's a tough thing because then you got to fire him. I mean, it's not as bad with college. I don't know. Mullen is still someone connected to the program, and it's tough when you know. I think it's part of the reason why the Knicks didn't want to hire Patrick Ewing. It's part of the reason why there was some rumors. You know, Messier wanted the Ranger job. It's tough. You got to fire legends. You don't want to fire. You don't want to fire the captain. You don't want to fire Messier after, you know, when he guaranteed a champion. You know, he guaranteed Game 7 against the Devils. Like, you want that moment to live forever. You don't want to remember the day you had to fire him because he wasn't a good head coach or failed eventually. And you know, with Patino, yeah, he's an excellent head coach, man. I've been a huge Rick Pitino guy for a long time. I kind of grew up a North Carolina fan, but the 96 Wildcat team, I know, listen, because college wasn't, I wasn't that, I liked North Carolina because I loved Michael Jordan, but I couldn't root for him because he was a Bull, and I was a Knicks fan. So I said, oh, I'll root for his college. So I was kind of into North Carolina, plus I loved North Carolina blue, and I had a sweet pullover jacket that my dad got me on one of the, we had like some stupid field trip or something, and like only the, I forget. I didn't classify for it. Me and my buddy Bobby and our two dads, me, my dad and his dad, we just like went out shopping into the batting cage and like to the mall and all that stuff. I got this awesome pullover in North Carolina. It doesn't matter. I'm rambling. Save it for 4 a.m., Fatso. Anyway, but that 96 Wildcat team, we loved it. Tony Delk, McCarty, like that was just, since then, I have the utmost respect for Rick Pitino. He is one of the great coaches in the history of basketball, let alone college basketball. And I knew that he would turn this around. I had moments that it might take longer than I thought last year when he was calling his team slow and unathletic. But I mean, what he has done, the job he has done to transform this team to what it is. I mean, they weren't supposed to be this. It's not like he turned the program into a team where it was filled with talent and they were like, oh, here come the Johnnies. I mean, they were picked, what was it, fifth or sixth in the Big East this year. This wasn't some, hey, he used the portal, he used the money, he used his recruiting, and man, the Johnnies are going to be great this year. Look at all the immense talent they have. Like, they thought they'd be much improved, maybe. Right, and they brought over Richmond from Seton Hall. They paid him a bunch of money. Lewis Jr. got some money, but they were still, you know, hopefully a tournament team like that. You know, a tournament team. That was about it. Not a two seed. Not a dominant Big East team. Not a team that dominates the regular season and breezes through the Big East tournament. That was not expected. Like he is getting this is as good as this group can play. You are getting every ounce of ability out of this team. And right now, it's just, we'll see. To me, and not to bring up Sal constantly, but I just saw his video as I was looking through Twitter during the break, and he's talking about it doesn't matter, it's a great season no matter what happens. That I disagree with, though. Like, they need to win two games here. You can't get upset by Omaha. I'm sorry, you can't. You can't have the year they just had. You can't have the excitement they've built in this city. You can't do what they've done here
and then lose in the first round as the 2 seed to Omaha. You can't do it. I don't think they will, but you can't do it. And then even the next game against Bill Self in Kansas or Arkansas and Calipari, like, you can't. I don't think you lose that game either. They're better than those two teams. I know Kansas is a blue blood. Kansas is a team that's there every year. Bill Self is a good head coach. And Calipari is one of the great head coaches in the college game as well. You can't lose that game. At that point, you can lose to Texas Tech, the 3 seed. You certainly can lose to Florida. Right? Not that you could necessarily. You want to win the whole damn thing. But, like, you could. It's a great year. You win the Big East regular season. You win the Big East tournament. You have the year you've had. You're the 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. You win 2 games. You get to the Sweet 16 and you lose to a very good 3 seed. You live. And you know it's just the beginning. But this year's been too much fun. This year's meant too much. This team has played too damn hard. This team has shown too much. This team is too good defensively. Like, they can't get upset in the 2-15 game. You just can't have it. So this is the first real taste for me. This team is going to have its first real taste of pressure, and we'll see how they handle it. Kevin in Howard Beach. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Big Mac. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you and Rami for putting me on.
Oh, no problem.
Let me just start off with saying I'm a huge Jets and Yankee fan.
Okay.
And I don't really want to talk about either one of them. Except to say that cutting Aaron Rodgers was a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to Mike Francesa real quick. 3 GOATs at WFAN.
Okay, three. Yep.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
Uh-huh.
Without them, you know, you wouldn't even be there.
That is true.
Let's talk about the next generation of GOATs.
Oh, okay. This one I'm more intrigued with.
Yeah, you should be.
I should be.
What's the biggest gig? The morning drive or the afternoon drive?
I don't know if there is it's relatively the same. Morning and afternoons, I would think, are the two premier shows.
So how do you feel about getting up real early or having the whole day to yourself before you go to work?
I don't know. I mean, I've been an afternoon guy. Really, I know I'm doing overnights now, but for years, I mean, I worked part of the afternoon drive with Mike for years. I was an evenings guy, so I haven't really had the morning schedule of getting here at 4 a.m. or so. But if they're listening, I'm open to it.
Oh, well, if the architect is not asleep,
mm-hmm.
which he probably is, but he will get feedback. It is simple. The greatest combination at the station right now is the double Mac attack. You and Keith. You guys could battle over the music. You play awesome music.
Oh, well, thank
you. I'm into more what you play than I am to what Keith plays. But I love Keith introducing me to rap, and he goes off on it, and you love to sing, and Keith.
Well, that is true, and thank you for the call. I can say, yeah, we could say we could be like Linkin Park. I'll sing, he'll rap. That's definitely true. And that would be a fun show. We've done some shows. We did shows over the holiday. The double Mac attack. Hey, right now we've got 12 hours, pretty much. We got 10 hours of the station taken up every night. There's plenty of double Mac. 888-808-1019. I think they're set in the morning and afternoons, though. But I'll keep an ear to the grindstone. As they say, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Evan and Kiki. Afternoons on The Fan 101.9 FM. The identity of this team is going to be a team that runs the football. And having an athletic, mobile quarterback, to me, helps them. And he's young.
No, he is young. And he's had a 1,000-yard season. He had that in Chicago.
Stream Evan and Tiki live or on demand with the Odyssey app. And podcast the show wherever you get your podcasts.
McVonagle here with you on this Monday evening. I got you for another half hour. Gallo's in here trying to figure out what he's going to talk about. I can't help you, Gallo. I'm just... Oh, a little Linkin Park. That's right. Here's Keith's part. Here I come.
To watch you fall.
All right. What do we got?
You're back on me, I won't be ignored.
What was the song I heard in the car the other day? And I was like, oh man, I haven't heard this in forever. It was a 90s song. Oh. Was it Live? I haven't heard Live. I think that's what it was. I think it was Live. What's that song? Lightning Crashes. That's what it was. It was Lightning Crashes by Live. I heard that and I was like, man, I've heard the song in forever. Lightning crashes and an old mother dies. All right. I've sung enough. I've yelled enough. I've talked enough. Let's hear from you. 888-808-1019. Isaac is in Brooklyn. What's up, Isaac?
What's up, Chris? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
By the way, I'm not even a Jets fan. Yeah, thanks. I'm not a Jets fan, but quick, I happen to have called you when Fields, before he went to Pittsburgh, and I said, why don't the Jets bring him in, let him sit behind Rodgers a little bit, mm-hmm. then you give him a 2-year deal. but I guess it's similar. He sat behind Wilson. He had Tomlin, so yep. I guess it was the same thing anyway.
Yeah,
similar.
Pretty much,
Jets have a new playbook anyway. Yeah. Anyway, about the Knicks, I called Al like 2 weeks ago before Brunson got hurt. So it's 3 weeks ago, and I said, Bridges is not the same player, and Tibbs is not using him right because there's too much going on in the starting five, and Bridges doesn't have a place. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't want to sound crazy. I said, Al, don't scream at me if I say this, but
bench him.
What do you think about putting Bridges on the bench?
Yeah,
have him come, and also I think he was teammates with Payne and Phoenix, so they for sure have chemistry there. And I said, it stretches the floor, but makes your team deeper. Also, late in games, you want him for defense. You want him late in a game just because you want another scorer. It's not going to kill you. Like Lou Williams, there are people that are just better off the bench. They could come in. They're playing. They're not against the other team starting five. You see it in hockey when they, you know, the best line will come out on the second line. You're playing against not as good talent, and maybe Bridges would be better off the bench. Not because he's not good. It's just because there's nowhere necessarily for him in the starting five. And I think also that's a little bit also on Tibbs, where he's not using Bridges to his extent. And you see when Brunson went down with an injury, look at what Bridges is doing. He's attacking more, he's shooting the ball more,
yeah, but
he's getting to his mid-range and he's shooting it well. And because Brunson's not there to take the shots, he is. What do you think about him going to the bench or just in general?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I do think there's something to him playing better now with Brunson down, but you traded five first-round picks for him, right? And that doesn't mean he can't come off the bench, but with the way Tibbs uses his bench, if your point is he can't play on the floor with Brunson, I mean, how many minutes is he going to play? Like, okay, you can run that second unit, fine, and you want him on the floor for defense at the end of the game. You could still do that if you start him. I'm just saying, like, it's not so much that you're saying he needs to come off the bench. You're saying he doesn't play well with Brunson. You're saying he needs to have the ball. He needs to have the offense run through him. And with Towns and Brunson specifically, he's not going to be suited to play his game. Well, why would you trade five first-round picks for a player who can't be on the floor with your star player? Like, that's the issue I have with it. I need him on the floor a hell of a lot more than just when I give Brunson some time off. Brunson's averaging 37 minutes a game. So I think there's a way to find him a role and a niche with this team where he can be productive from where he is. I hear what you're saying, and on the surface it makes sense, but I need him to be more of a productive player than on the floor whenever Brunson's not out there. Let's go to Dominic in North Carolina. What's up, Dom?
Yeah, good evening. You are a great broadcaster.
Oh, thank you very much.
Two quick points. Yeah, seriously, you're fun to listen to. Two quick points, then I want to talk about Clay Holmes. Number one, apparently Athletic is reporting Stingley got $63.5 million guaranteed.
Okay, that makes more sense. The story I saw said 89, which doesn't make any sense. But
yeah.
Yeah, ESPN had it because he checked it. Rami on the other side checked it too. ESPN had 90 and 89 guaranteed. I got to double check that. As soon as I said it, I was like, as soon as I said it, I'm like, that doesn't make sense. But go ahead.
I'm a Mets fan, as you may know, and I listened to Sims this weekend. He is really good.
Yeah,
cadence is fantastic.
Yeah, no, Dave Sims is a great broadcaster. He's done a great job in Seattle for all these years. I'm excited to have him with the Yankees. It's going to be fun. I got to get a chance to talk to Dave.
He's going to be a good summer listen because, you know, when there's no action, he's kind of languid and laid back. And then when there is action, his excitement is organic, not canned, not manufactured. Now, on Clay Holmes, people or us Mets fans accuse you of being a Yankees show because, well, you know, sometimes they kind of are. And when I called a couple weeks ago,
I'm just positive sometimes. I kill the team too. Yeah. I just don't, you know, God forbid you have any positivity around the Yankees who were just in the World Series. Shame on me.
Well, that is the Yankee fandom. But, you know, I called you a couple weeks ago and I said you had a little Soto Schadenfreude when our pitcher started going around. You took that the wrong way, man. You're a good guy. You don't like that people get hurt. But what you were saying was that they had spent so much on Soto that they wouldn't be able to develop pitching. And what you're forgetting about is Cohen and Stearns especially, they put money in infrastructure that Steinbrenner doesn't do anymore. And they've got a pitching lab. and you're discounting the pitching lab.
Yeah, when you look at home. But first of all, I disagree with what you just said. The Yankees have infrastructure and a pitching lab. They got Matt Blake.
Not the way the Mets do. They do not spend as much on it as the Mets have.
Maybe not as much, but I mean, they've done a pretty damn good job with turning no names into really successful pitchers for them.
True. But I think the Mets have kicked it up a notch. And I think what you're going to see with Holmes is because of the Mets development that they're going to get an incredible season out of Holmes. And I think he's going to be the pitcher that he could always have been.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And thank you for the call. I just, you know, I'm a little hesitant to just, you know, I mean, he is who he is. He's been here for a long time. I mean, what do you think the Mets are doing that, like, suddenly, like, there's no, like, this is every Met fan. It's funny. This is where I laugh a little bit, all right? And I'm not trying to make this a Yankee Met thing. But every Met fan last year was laughing at Clay Holmes. This is your closer? You know, Clay Holmes sucks. It's embarrassing. How could the Yankees continue to throw him out there? Blah. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to be your opening day starter, and he's going to have a tremendous season because he's a great pitcher. Like, it's that quick. Like, I got to see it. I do think he has nasty stuff, and I do think he'll give you on the days he has it, dominant performances. He's got to be able to fight through it. And, you know, again, the Yankees and Matt Blake, they have a pitching lab. They have developed pitching. Cleveland has developed pitching. The Yankees have developed pitching. Clearly, the Dodgers have developed pitching, even though they went out and spent a ton of money on it. And they have a different thought process than the Mets do. The idea that the Mets are the only ones with a pitching lab, or they're, you know, we'll see, right? We'll see what they can turn from these guys. Now, I don't know if Griffin Canning's had good spring trainings in the past. I don't know. Paul Blackburn has had good spring trainings in the past. They're looking good right now. They're looking good. And Clay Holmes has started the years in particular better than, like, he's been an all-star twice because he's great at the start of the season. I just got to see it a little bit more before I just, you know, give into it. And again, I think the Met pitching lab last year was great. Let's see what this year is. Nick in Dobbs Ferry. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Chris. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the call. I do agree with you. Actually, so before I get to my point, if you actually look at the Yankees closers, I think we actually have the greatest list of closers in baseball history, coming from Sparky Lyle, Goose Gossage, Dave Rigetti, I mean, John Wetlin, Mo Riv, Rafael Soriano.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll be totally honest with you. I've thought about this a lot as a Yankee fan. Yes. We always said, oh my God, what will life be like without Mariano Rivera? And now it hasn't brought a championship. But I'll let a little bit of my Cashman shill out. Like, if you think about it, we all thought, oh my God, life is going to be. Can you imagine the Yankees without Mariano Rivera? And you look at it. They have consistently had really good closers. Like, they have figured out the bullpen. The bullpen's never been an issue. Now, it's not as good as Mo, of course. But it's not like, oh, my God, the bullpen went to crap because they lost Mariano. Shortstop at times has gone to crap because they lost Derek Jeter. Like, you know, they have had some issues at different places. But Mariano Rivera, amazingly enough, has been the one spot where they haven't been, like, decimated by his departure.
Exactly. Yeah, and shout out to my best friend Rich in New Rochelle. He hated Aroldis Chapman, but if you actually look at Chapman, and you had a caller earlier talking about our new closer letting up a home run to Pete Alonso and stuff like that. Of course, they always let up a big home run. They're in the most high pressure situations that you can ever be in. That's why these situations happen. I mean, even Mo Riv, 2001 and 1997, 2004.
Yeah, of course. Like, no, absolutely. Anytime a closer blows the game, he blows the game. So it's always a big. I always love that. Like, just even with Clay Holmes. Oh, not only does he blow saves, but he blows them at the worst time. When's a good time? When's a good time to blow a game? Like, there is never a good time to blow a game. And honestly, I do blame the Yankees. If you look at it, and I got to give them credit, John Boy and Talking Yanks talks about this a lot. If you look at the way Clay Holmes pitches and how they want him to pitch, they want that sinker goes down and away to left-handed hitters, and he would pitch outside, and they would still play defensively on the infield to pull. Like, you see how many different singles went through the hole between shortstop and third. Like, they did not, they weren't very good defensively for him, and they also did some weird shifting considering how they liked him to pitch. He would throw low and away to lefties, and then they would pull, they would play lefties to pull on the infield. So I think it was a combination of all that. Plus, then there were just the normal blown saves that closers give up, where he gave up the 3-run home run. But then they were the reason why the blown save numbers got so out of whack was there's a handful. I mean, the game in Baltimore was the obvious one right before the All-Star break. They literally fell down. You know, Volpe blows an easy ending, the end of the game play at short, and then Verdugo literally misreads the ball and falls down. There was a bunch of those where I could point directly to defense and a bunch of BS why he blew saves. And then they're just the occasional bad games that every closer has. But defensive alignment had a lot to do with why the blown save numbers went so high for him. I still believe in him. I think he could be a good pitcher for the Mets. I just want to see it, and I think it's not going to come right away. I think he's that first game where he has nothing. I'm really interested to see how he battles through. 888-808-1019. We'll come back. We'll do rapid fire style. Why not? As we take as many calls as we can up until the top, and I say goodbye and hand you over to the steady hands of Anthony Gallo. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, filling in for Keith on this Monday night. We'll be right back.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
11:51. Let's go. 9 minutes left. Let's get right to the calls. No more rambling. 888-808-1019. Let's go to James in Stanford. What's up, James?
Hey, Big Mac. How's it going, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. Hey, this is my second time calling in, and I got you both times. So, pump. Thanks for it. I'll make it quick. So, first one, just right off the bat, big rock and roll guy. Freebird, where's that rank on your list?
Not as high, probably, as many others. It's a great song and everything, but I don't know. How high on my list? Ooh, not that high.
Top 20?
Top 20 songs of all time? No, definitely not.
Top 100, okay. I'll keep it moving. We got the tournament coming up, and, a lot of the St. John's fans have been calling in. I was listening to Sal at BT earlier, and
yeah. We're
talking about kind of the bias, I think, that the tournament committee has got against the Big East. I mean, some of these SEC teams, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, I think, some of the seed lines that they got, and the teams like schools like Texas getting a bid. I just don't see it. You see the committee just way overhyping the SEC, and then what do you think about the knock to the Big East over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, last year it really felt like it more because Seton Hall and St. John's were worthy or at least close to worthy and didn't get picked. This year it was down a little bit. I do think that SEC had so many good teams in it that it kind of raised the the most ever. Again, I can't speak to it that eloquently. I haven't watched all these teams. I don't think there's a bias against the Big East necessarily, and I don't think this year would be an indication of it. I think last year would probably be a better indication of it than this year. Let's go to Alex in Linden. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac? Rapid fire. Here we go, brother.
Let's go.
Clay Holmes. Evan said it best. I don't know if you were listening. If Clay Holmes has a great year, that's great for him, great for the Mets. The Yankees could not have brought him back as a closer, and converting him as a starter, we all would have went nuts, C-Mac. Me, you, all of
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
Anything like that. So good on them, because they were going back and forth the other day, him and Lugie and Tiki. And then real quick, I'll just ask my question and hang up. Will Warren or Carrasco? I saw a tweet today from Jack Curry.
Yep, I talked about it.
Kind of tell. All right, so I missed that. My bad.
That's okay. No, I'm just saying. I'd rather
just wanted your opinion. Will Warren, I usually don't buy into this. We need excitement. We need excitement. It's April. But Will Warren, I think, definitely deserves the job. Carrasco is a great story. Good talking to you, Chris.
Buddy. I appreciate it, Alex. First off, you're 100% right. This is the dynamic of Yankee fans and Met fans right now, where everything the Mets do is great and everything the Yankees do for Yankee fans is miserable and they hate everything. Despite going to the World Series, it's really mind-numbing to me. There's level of frustration in not winning since 09, no doubt. But just blind hatred for everything they do seems a bit much to me. I don't know. Call me crazy. But what I would say, can you imagine if the Yankees said, listen, Clay Holmes, we believe in his stuff. We believe in the pitcher he is. And we think he can transition to a starter. So we're removing him from the bullpen, and he's going to be in the rotation this year. The Yankee fans would have erupted. We would have went, and I would have been there with them. It would have been a collective outcry of just the Yankees are incompetent. The Yankee fan would have never allowed it. But with the Mets, oh, it's a perfect idea. It's great. Oh, my God, he's going to be a stud. It's wonderful. What a smart, you know, look at Michael King. Look at Seth Lugo. Look at these guys who are transitioning from bullpen to starter. It's the new wave of the future. Don't be left behind, Chris. Join the future. The future is these relievers transitioning to starters. But the Yankees could never have done it. But that's neither here nor there, and I hope it works. But you're right, 100%. The Yankees could have never, ever done that. I would have brought him back and put him in the bullpen. But maybe not as closer. I still would have went out and got Devin Williams. But we'll see. We'll see how good he does. That's it. I didn't even get to answer the second part of the question. What was it again? Oh, yeah. I think Will Warren does deserve to be the starter and make the rotation, but unfortunately the Yankees don't have the luxury of doing what deserves. They have to do what they need to do, and they can't afford to lose Carrasco. Will Warren has options, as was just eloquently put there by my guy Rami. They can't afford to lose Carrasco, so it's going to be Carrasco to start the year. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I'll be on the rest of the week later in the evening. Don't look for me at 7 tomorrow after the Net game. Thank you, Rami. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
It's Radio 101.9 FM.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.